Good afternoon, everyone. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Stefan Kratochwill, and I took over as CEO of STRABAG SE in February. Let me start with a quick look at the year so far. We were all deeply affected by Clemens Haselsteiner's sudden passing. Clemens wasn't just a visionary leader, he was someone who connected with people. But his legacy lives on in our culture, in our strategy, and in the way we are moving forward together. The entire STRABAG family has come even closer together. The board, the local management teams, and our 68,000 colleagues in our offices and at our construction sites across the globe. Clemens set the course with the strategy 2030, and we are committed to carrying it forward. A few words about myself. I've been with STRABAG for over 20 years. Most recently, I was in charge of our global equipment and machinery fleet, worth over 4.5 billion euros, with a clear focus on technology and sustainability. In that role, I was closely involved in shaping Strategy 2030. Upgrading our fleet to cut emissions remains one of the strongest levers we have to reach for reaching our climate targets. I'm stepping into my new role with full commitment and strong belief in our direction. STRABAG is well positioned for the future. We have the people, the resources, and a clear plan to keep creating long-term value. And I invite you to join us on this journey. Slide 4 shows the current composition of our management board. With my appointment, the board is now complete again. The rest of the team stays as it was. Christian Harder remains our CFO, ensuring continuity on the financial side. Operational leadership stays with Jörg Rösler for the North and West segment, Siegfried Wanka for international and special divisions, and Alfred Watzel for the South and East segment. This setup gives us the stability and continuity we need to keep delivering on our strategy. Slide 6 shows a summary of important milestones we have achieved as part of our strategy execution in 2024 and so far in 2025. First, following the signing of the financial purchase agreement in December 2024, we finalized the acquisition of Georgia Group in March 2025. This is a major step in our plan to expand into the Anglo-Saxon region and establish a local presence in Australia. This transaction helps us to further diversify our country portfolio because a broad market positioning was always been key to STRABAG's long-term resilience and stability. The acquisition will nearly double our non-European business to around 9%. In 2024, Georgia Group generated about 800 million euros in output with a team of over 800 employees. The business in Australia is progressing well, and the focus is now on seamless integration of the acquisition. STRABAG and Georgia are a great match as we share the same values. Local management will stay in place, and we will bring in our capabilities to further expand our presence in Australia. We see strong potential in the Australian market, backed by solid public budgets and growing momentum in the energy sector. We've also taken some important steps to grow our facility management business. Under Building Solutions, we now combine facility management with MEP to offer the full range of services for building decarbonization. MEP stands for Mechanical, Electrical and Plumbing, what we call DGA in German. Building operations account for around 30% of global carbon emissions. At the same time, much of Europe's building stock is outdated. Without energy upgrades, the climate goals won't be met. That's where PFS comes in. Our property and facility services unit puts STRABAG in a strong position as a trusted partner for building owners. In 2024, we consolidated all of our existing MEP expertise within the group under PFS and made bolt-on acquisitions to enhance our capabilities. As a result, PFS output volume grew by 27% in 2024, passing the 1 billion euro mark for the first time in company history. We now have a solid platform for profitable growth in promising markets. As part of our strategy, we want to actively shape and profitably participate in the energy transition. Europe's energy transition is driving extensive infrastructure investments, and there is a strong need for the modernization of water infrastructure. To combine our existing know-how and complement it with M&A, we have created a new group division for energy and water infrastructure, pipelines, and smart cities. In the field of electrical infrastructure, we aim to offer solutions across the entire value chain, from energy generation and transmission to distribution and energy storage. In water, our focus is on collection, treatment, and supply, as well as on wastewater management. The new division has an existing portfolio with an annual output of 300 million euros. As part of our buy and build strategy, this business will be expanded in the years to come. In this context, energy and water infrastructure are areas where STRABAG will be active in terms of M&A. On slides 7 and 8, we provide a snapshot of our 2024 results. In a mixed market environment, we once again demonstrated resilience and achieved our best result to date. While output volume was slightly above the previous year, our order backlog exceeded the 25 billion euro mark for the first time in 2024. By the end of the year, we reported a strong 8% increase, giving us good visibility well into 2026. The EBIT margin has reached its highest level so far, standing at an exceptionally high 6.1%. I will provide more information on the reasons for this development later. We continue to operate our business based on a strong balance sheet, with liquidity and equity increased further in 2024 and remain at a high level. Based on this, we will proposing a dividend of 2.5 euro per share at our annual general meeting in June, up by 14% year on year. The dividend for 2024 is in line with our dividend policy and represents a very solid yield of 6.3%. This places STRABAG among the Austrian companies with the highest dividend yield. Turning to the market environment on slide 9. 2024 was marked by continued strong momentum in the infrastructure sector. We saw growing demand in almost all of our markets. This is especially true for projects related to the energy transition. As you might know, infrastructure accounts for more than 50% of group output and acts as the backbone of our portfolio. Looking ahead, the German Infrastructure Investment Fund is expected to generate strong momentum in Germany. The package is definitely a step in the right direction, given the extent of modernization needed in the country. At the same time, we do not expect these projects to be awarded to construction companies on a large scale before 2026. The key issue beyond financing is to accelerate planning and approval processes to ensure the package delivers its full potential. As the number one in Germany, with around 40,000 employees and a nationwide presence, supported by a dense material network, we are in the best possible position. The building construction sector showed a mixed picture. Over the past 2 years, the residential construction market saw a significant decline, especially in Austria, due to stricter lending criteria for mortgage loans. The good news is that in Q3, we saw the first signs of a trend reversal. This development was confirmed in Q4 2024. Residential construction only accounts for 6% of group output, so we managed to fully offset these declines at group level. In other building construction sectors, we are seeing solid development in public buildings and growth in commercial and industrial facilities, especially in high-tech productions areas like semiconductors or data centers. The shift from private to public contracts, which began in 2022, continued in 2024. With further declining interest rates, we expect to see a trend reversal in the foreseeable future. On slide 10, we present key projects that we successfully acquired last year. In Germany, we are carrying out construction work for the energy transition projects SüdLink and SüdOstLink, worth more than 1.1 billion euro. We also won the contract to build the Kriegenbrunn lock in Bavaria, worth 450 million euros, which will be carried out during ongoing shipping operations. In Slovakia, we were awarded the contract to renovate and expand the FD Roosevelt Clinic for around 300 million euros, highlighting our expertise in the modernization of critical infrastructure. In Prague, we are building the new headquarters for Erste Group's Czech subsidiary, designed to meet the highest sustainability standards. The building will be operated in a climate-neutral way. We also acquired several landmark projects outside of Europe. In Toronto, Canada, we are carrying out the expansion of a rapid transit line, including the related tunnel section, worth 175 million euros. In the United Arab Emirates, where we have been successfully active since the 1980s, we received a 250 million euros contract for the construction of a modern residential complex. The project will be finalized by 2027. Slide 11, sustainability. In 2024, we further developed our sustainability strategy. We are now aligning our decarbonization efforts with science-based climate targets. In line with the Science Based Targets Initiative, SBTI, we are committed to reducing our Scope 1 and Scope 2 CO2e emissions by 42% by 2030 compared to 2023. Thereby, we are contributing to limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. The biggest levers we have identified to reach these targets include switching our construction machinery to more sustainable powertrain systems, upgrading our asphalt mixing plants, and using electric vehicles in our fleet. This strategy is another building block on the way to become climate neutral by 2040. Starting on slide 13, I will walk you through last year's numbers. Output volume was up slightly in 2024, growing by 100 million euros or 1% to reach 19.2 billion euros. This figure more than offsets the expected declines in Austria due to a weak residential construction market here, and in Hungary, where public investment was on hold and most EU funding remained frozen. The strongest growth came from Poland and Germany. In Poland, which we see as a promising market going forward, output was up 28%. In Germany, growth was driven by energy and mobility infrastructure, as well as by building solutions. We also saw solid growth in Italy and the Middle East. In Italy, our updated strategy is starting to pay off. We are now focused on mid-sized infrastructure projects and building renovation in the north of the country. A key area here is motorway maintenance. Looking to the future, the development of our order backlog is even more important. We exceeded the 25 billion euro mark for the first time in 2024, growing our order backlog by 8% 25.4 billion euros, by the end of the year. Important to highlight is that we are seeing strong growth in key strategic sectors, including high-tech manufacturing and AI, such as semiconductors and data centers. We are also seeing growth in energy and water infrastructure, as well as in building solutions. The order backlog only saw a notable decline in the United Kingdom, where we are currently completing several mega projects. At the same time, we are the preferred bidder for a major water infrastructure project, and we are in the process of expanding our regional business, which makes us optimistic for the future in this market as well. With this record order backlog, we already have good visibility well into 2026. The improving conditions in building construction, along with the German Infrastructure Investment Fund, should generate even more positive momentum. On slide 14, we take a look at last year's earnings performance. EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, came in at 1.6 billion euros, up by 16% year on year. Depreciation and amortization were up by around 8%. If you factor in the reversals from 2023, the year-on-year increase was 5%, which matches the higher investments we have made as part of our strategy 2030. EBIT, earnings before interest and taxes, exceeded the 1.0 billion euro mark for the first time in 2024, strongly up by 21% in a year-on-year comparison. This results in an EBIT margin of 6.1% compared to 5% in 2023. As mentioned earlier, the EBIT margin in 2024 was exceptionally high. This is due to the following reasons. For starters, performance in Germany exceeded expectations. The milder weather allowed us to continue asphalt works into December. That gave us one more month of earnings contributions than originally expected. Towards end year, we also reached agreements on supplementary claims for major public projects in Germany. The third reason is a very positive one. In our international project business, which is exposed to some volatility due to the size of the projects, it wasn't necessary to tap into all of our planned risk provisions. This reflects the improvements we have made in our risk management. Please keep in mind that not all effects can be fully repeated. Nevertheless, we are raising our EBIT margin target for 2025. Net interest income increased again, coming in at 75 million euros, compared to 44 million euros in 2023. There are two main reasons for this development. First, our cash position went up again to now 3.7 billion euros. Second, deposit rates in 2024 were still higher on average than in 2023. EBT, earnings before taxes, reached 1.1 billion euros. The income tax rate decreased to 27.2% and was lower than in the previous year. This was due to a lower shortfall in tax relief on large-scale projects. In total, we can report net income after minorities of 823 million euros, which is an increase of 31% compared to the last year. This sets a new record for STRABAG. On slide 15, we provide a snapshot of our balance sheet. As you can see, it has remained very robust over the last year and provides a strong basis for our operating business. This is shown by our consistent net cash position and equity ratio above 30% over the last 10 years. This gives STRABAG a significant advantage in the market. We were able to grow our net cash position, which was already at a high level to €2.9 billion. This development mainly reflects the further growth in cash and cash equivalents, driven by an additional €200 million in customer prepayments. With higher interest rates, we anticipated a reduction in customer payments. This effect has again not materialized. The equity ratio reached a new all-time high, still leaving significant headroom compared to our target of at least 25%. At year-end 2024, we report an equity ratio of 34.1%. There were no extraordinary effects. The expansion comes from the organic generation of capital. A brief update on the situation involving Rasperia. We completed our capital measures in March 2024, reducing Rasperia's stake from 27.8% to 24.1%. The share capital of STRABAG increased from €102.6 million to €118.2 million. Free reserves decreased by the same amount. In the meantime, the capital measures have become legally effective and binding. To conclude, a very positive update. S&P upgraded our investment grade rating by one notch in September to BBB+ with a stable outlook. This places STRABAG at the top of European construction companies. The upgrade highlights our long-standing focus on financial strength and effective risk management. Slide 16 gives an overview of the cash flow development in 2024. In total, cash at the end of 2024 increased by approximately €300 million to €3.7 billion, which highlights the strong liquidity position of the group. Cash flow from operating activities was lower year-on-year, but at €1.4 billion still remains at the upper end compared to previous years. This was mainly due to a higher cash flow from earnings and a slight build-up in working capital of €42 million in 2024. The slight build-up in working capital is primarily due to an increase in inventories and receivables. As noted, the forecast reduction in customer prepayments did not materialize. For comparison with 2023, keep in mind that the strong reduction in working capital was unusual and not the normal course of business. Cash flow from investing activities came in as expected as -€750 million, reflecting investments made under our Strategy 2030. On the one hand, we saw higher investments in property, plants, and equipment. The increase in investment properties was driven by additions to our whole estate portfolio. On the other hand, we spent less on acquisitions compared to last year. In 2024, transactions were mainly aimed to expanding our MEP expertise. Keep in mind that the purchase price for the Australian acquisition is not yet reflected here. This will be included in 2025. Cash flow from financing activities was less negative at -€354 million. The main reason is that 2023 included the acquisition of own shares following the mandatory offer from 2022. The absence of this effect more than offset the higher dividend payments in 2024. Currently, there are no outstanding bonds, so no repayments are scheduled for the coming years. Continuing on slide 18, we have an overview of our operating segments, which are primarily organized by geography. In the North and West segment, we report our construction activities in Germany, Switzerland, the Benelux countries, and Scandinavia. Ground engineering is also included in this segment. The geographic focus of the South and East segment is on Austria, Poland, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary, Romania, and Southeast Europe. The construction materials business is also reported here. The International and Special Division segment includes the United Kingdom, our non-European construction business, and our global tunneling activities. Regardless of location, this segment also covers our project development, real estate, and energy activities. In 2024, we expanded our real estate value chain by adding long-term strategic property holdings, completing the chain. This part is operated under the name Strabag Hold Estate. The new business area of energy infrastructure has already been mentioned. Slide 19 gives a more detailed view of our largest segment, North and West. Output volume was stable year on year at 8.2 billion euros. Declines in German residential construction were more than offset by growth in infrastructure and civil engineering. Sweden and Switzerland saw slight growth in 2024. Output in the Benelux region was lower due to selective bidding. As mentioned earlier, EBIT was exceptionally high in the North and West segment. This was due to high capacity utilization and agreements on supplementary claims in Germany towards the end of the year. The order backlog showed a very positive development with a plus of 8% year on year, reaching a new all-time high of more than 12 billion euros. We successfully acquired infrastructure and civil engineering projects in Germany. In building construction, we made notable additions in the area of public buildings. The Benelux countries and Switzerland also made positive contributions, although to a lesser extent than Germany, due to the size of these markets. Moving on to the outlook for the segment. Based on our record order backlog, we expect solid output growth in 2025 in the mid-single-digit range. Germany, looking ahead, we see strong underlying demand for infrastructure projects related to the energy transition in Germany. We do not expect the new infrastructure investment fund to have an impact in 2025. In building construction, we see good opportunities in high-tech production and data centers. Overall, 2025 is expected to be a transitional year in Germany, given the formation of the new government and the need to develop and adapt budgets. In the Benelux countries, we continue with a selective bidding approach. In the Netherlands and Belgium, our focus is on industrial construction, in particular on projects related to the energy transition. In Scandinavia, we will maintain our focus on medium-sized projects, primarily in commercial and industrial construction. Currently, we are acting as general contractor for the turnkey installation of a 50-megawatt industrial heat pump system for Gothenburg's district heating network. In Switzerland, we successfully completed our consolidation process, which was supported by the necessary investment. Strabag is therefore on track for further growth in this country. Next, on slide 20, we take a look at our 1000 East segment. Output volume was 3% lower year on year, reaching 7.5 billion euros in 2024. The decline is as expected and mainly due to the situation in Austria and Hungary. In Austria, we faced a weak residential construction market. First signs of a trend reversal, however, could be observed in Q3. In Hungary, withheld EU funds and the public investment freeze had a negative impact. On the other hand, we registered strong growth in Poland. Despite the decline in output volume, we managed to maintain our EBIT margin at a high 5.4%. This underscores Strabag's commitment to the right strategies with a focus on profitability instead of growth at any cost. Further earnings improvements were achieved in Southeast Europe. The exceptionally high result in Austria from the previous year could not be repeated, given the situation in residential construction. The order backlog in the segment showed particularly positive development, growing by 9% to 7.7 billion euros. Following the declines in the previous period, the order backlog has now stabilized in Austria and Hungary. We saw strong growth in neighboring countries to Austria, as well as in Romania and Croatia, where we were able to acquire very successful new projects, for example, in the area of water infrastructure or rail construction. Moving on to the outlook for the segment. Due to the high order backlog, we expect the output volume in 2025 to return to a growth path. We also anticipate solid growth in this segment in the mid-single-digit percentage range. In Austria, we remain cautious about the further recovery in residential construction. The expiration of stricter lending criteria in July this year, combined with further decreasing interest rates, could support the recovery of this sector. The national budget deficit is putting pressure on public tenders. We expect a positive development in our focus area of reconstruction, conversion and refurbishment of existing buildings, Bauen im Bestand, to continue in 2025. Poland, Romania and Croatia. Going forward, we continue to see Poland, Romania and Croatia as promising markets. Several major projects are expected to come onto the market in Poland, above all in infrastructure, mobility and energy. In Romania, there is a strong demand for new infrastructure, partly financed by the EU. In Croatia, we see good opportunities in transportation infrastructures and industrial construction supported by EU investments. In Hungary, we expect the situation to remain challenging. On the positive side, private industrial contracts, such as those in automotive industry, were worth mentioning. Strabag has a strong track record in this field. Slovakia and Czech Republic. In the Czech Republic and Slovakia, we are observing and expect increasing tender volumes. Pricing pressure remains a concern for larger projects in the Czech Republic. In both markets, we have a solid order backlog and are confident that we complement it with further projects in 2025. Slide 21 shows the development in our international and special divisions segment. Output volume increased significantly by 11%, reaching 3.3 billion euros. In comparison, revenue only increased by 3%. It should be noted that we acquired several large-scale projects in previous reporting periods, which are now being executed through joint ventures agreements. We also report our real estate development business in this segment. As you may know, revenue from project developments is recognized only once an investor has been secured, which is a standard approach in this business. In 2024, the strongest output growth was recorded in Germany, above all due to realization of tunneling projects, such as the U5 extensions in Hamburg and Munich. Among other markets, output also grew in the Benelux region, following an acquisition in the field of MEP in Luxembourg as part of our building solutions portfolio. EBIT in international and special divisions improved year on year and was nearly balanced. It is important to note that this segment is regularly exposed to fluctuations due to large and mega projects. The good news is that thanks to our effective risk management, fewer provisions were needed in the international project business compared to previous years. Order backlog was also up here. We report a plus of 7% year on year, which means a backlog of 5.5 billion euros. The strongest growth in the order backlog was seen in Germany, Poland, and Austria. this primarily concerns tunneling and tunnel fit-out works, real estate development projects, as well as growth in building solutions. In this area, we acquired companies in Germany and Luxembourg to further expand our MEP expertise. Moving on to the outlook for the segment, for 2025, we expect a significantly higher output volume. This is partly due to the contributions from the acquisitions in Australia. Even excluding this effect, we expect solid organic growth in this segment in the high single-digit range. Our tunneling operations, including large-scale projects in the UK and Canada, along with smaller ones in the German-speaking countries, Italy and the Czech Republic, are a stable foundation for our business. In our international business, we expect growth to continue, especially in the Middle East and Chile. We have had a long-standing presence in both regions and have been a valued partner since the 1980s. In our building solutions business, previously known as property and facility services, the expansion of our MEP and energy management portfolio to support the decarbonization of existing buildings is progressing as planned and will be further strengthened by targeted acquisitions. Growth in the energy infrastructure division is expected to come from both organic expansion and the planned acquisition of WTE Group. In our infrastructure development business, special focus is placed on the hub water infrastructure projects in the UK, where we have been selected as the preferred bidder. The project involves the modernization of a 110-kilometer water network, including six tunnels, along with a 25-year maintenance period. We do not expect the real estate development business to see a major recovery before 2026. In the meantime, we are actively looking into opportunities that arise from the ongoing consolidation in the sector. As mentioned earlier, Strabag Hold Estate complements our real estate value chain through long-term strategic asset holdings, focusing on office, residential, and mixed-use district properties. We make sure that all real estate acquisitions meet ESG criteria and EU taxonomy requirements. In 2024, we added five properties to our portfolio. The focus in 2025 will be on consolidating these assets. On slide 23, we provide relevant information regarding Strabag's shares. In March 2025, we saw a change in our shareholder structure. The Hartlsteiner Family Foundation sold 2 million Strabag shares, representing 1.7% of the share capital, to institutional investors in a private placement. This decreased the family's stake from 30.7% to 29%, while the free float increased to 12.6%. It is important to note that the Hartlsteiner family will remain the strategic and committed core shareholder of Strabag. Coming to MKAO, Rasperia Trading Limited. The situation remains unchanged. Rasperia itself continues to be sanctioned by the EU and the US Department of the Treasury's Office of Foreign Asset Control. The ongoing asset freeze in line with EU sanctions prohibits Rasperia from exercising any rights associated with its Strabag shares. The capital measures started in 2023 could successfully be completed in 2024. Therefore, the share of Rasperia was reduced to 24.1% from previously 27.8%. As publicly known, several legal proceedings are pending, including two actions for annulment initiated by Rasperia against resolutions passed at the 2022 Annual General Meeting. Since last year, A new development has been the lawsuit filed by Rasperia against the core shareholders of STRABAG SE, STRABAG SE itself, and AO Raiffeisen Bank Russia before a Russian court, Kaliningrad. Rasperia claims STRABAG and the core shareholders has acted to their detriment by in fact complying with EU sanctions. The damages being sought originally amounted to 1.9 billion euros. Rasperia's lawsuit was upheld and this judgment has been confirmed by the court of second instance. The damages amount, which has since been increased to 2.0 billion euros, is to be collected from AO Raiffeisen Bank in Russia, as enforcement in Europe is deemed hopeless. Furthermore, in October 2024, our core shareholders filed a lawsuit before an arbitration court in Amsterdam to enforce their right of first refusal under the former 2007 syndicate agreement against Rasperia. This action was taken because STRABAG had received major shareholder notifications according to which Rasperia had been sold and transferred to Iliadis GSC, another Russian company. This triggered the right of first refusal of the core shareholders of STRABAG SE. The arbitration proceedings are progressing as expected. We expect a decision from the arbitration court by the end of 2026. Moving on to slide 24, for 2025, we expect a strong growth in output volume to around 21 billion euros, a target that should be well supported by the current state of our order backlog and expected contributions from acquisitions. Due to the first effects of Strategy 2030, we increase our EBIT margin target to at least 4.5%. At the same time, we reaffirm our EBIT margin target of 6% until 2030. And when it comes to the net capital expenditure, the cash flow from investing activities, from today's point of view, we expect at least 1.1 billion euros. Purchase prices from major 2024 acquisitions are included in this figure. Thank you very much for your attention and interest. I look forward to your questions and the discussion ahead.